Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I haven't heard this ESP song in a while. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz of the Go Birds podcast, coming off his 12-hour marathon appearance at the Birds Town Hall. He's a machine. Could he have the belt this week? Could Elliot get the first belt? You never know. Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks. Hey, Elliot. How you doing?
Well, look, if there's any show that would understand stamina, I know it's you guys. So the 12 hours yesterday was nothing.
Yes, and
it's called a big dose of D.
And I actually believe with less Eagles news, you have to work harder because there's, you know, you can't just pop on and go, hey, this happened. You know, you actually got to start thinking. So,
well, I'm used to carrying the content for the station, so that was no big deal.
There it is.
Hey,
you are just as lunatic.
We're trying to give you credit, and you do that. So we just wanted to get a, you know, the Eagles have made three non-former Eagle signings so far, or non, you know, the players that came from other teams. And really just wanted to go through each of those with you and have you give us a snapshot of each guy, what you know, and, you know, chances that guy will be on the team, so on and so forth. So why don't we start with the newest first, and that is Harrison Bryant, a tight end.
Yeah, so that's an interesting signing for me because I thought that I did think they were going to add a tight end, but I thought it would be one that was more known for blocking than receiving. If you look at the grades for Harrison Bryant as a blocker, he has not graded out well as a good blocking tight end. And the reason I thought that that would be more one they would target is because if they do move on from Goddard and keep Calcaterra, Calcaterra is an awful blocker and is a receiving tight end. So Harrison Bryant has been more of a receiver throughout his career. I think he topped up at like 300 yards, but you know, for a backup, like that's not terrible. So I would think he'll be a backup here, but I don't, at least initially, see them how Calcaterra and him fit together.
And do you, is this a, and I'll ask this with all of them, is this a guy that you see is going to be on the roster, or is this a guy they sign, they give it a shot and see what happens?
So without seeing the money yet, I would guess he's more like has to be terrible in training camp not to make the roster. Normally when you sign a guy in the first few days of free agency, that's someone you've targeted, that's someone that has a lot of opportunity elsewhere. Obviously that didn't matter for Devin White, where they didn't give him a chance. But normally a guy like that, you will give a real chance to. So I would think there's a good chance he's on the roster.
Devin White.
Or the running back that we signed from Seattle.
Yeah, or Rashad Penny.
Rashad Penny, yeah.
Who'd been hurt a lot.
Yeah, and everybody told me it was Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Rashad Penny, you ready to talk about A.J. Dillon?
Let's do it. Let's talk about A.J. Dillon. So A.J. Dillon, former Packer, has been reasonably productive, missed all of, well, this is, you do it. You do it. Do the A.J. Dillon thing.
Well, so I think it's the better version of the Rashad Penny signing. When Rashad Penny was signed, it was a lot of, he's talented, but he's hurt all the time. And I think that's true with A.J. Dillon. But the difference is the A.J. Dillon thing, while a more serious injury in the way that he's dealing with a stinger in his neck, it's one injury. Like Rashad Penny continually got hurt. He would have four or five games and he'd get hurt. Then he'd play again. Then he would get hurt. A.J. Dillon has really only dealt with this. Now, obviously, I've not seen the medical records for A.J. Dillon, but I would think if the Eagles signed him, he's reportedly been cleared by football doctors that they feel he's ready to go. So if he can be the player he was before the stinger, I think this is an outstanding signing. He's super productive. I think he complements Saquon Barkley well. I think that, you know, in terms of roster, I think he'll have to earn a roster spot. I don't think he's a lock just because of the health. But I think the plan will be to go into the season with Saquon, Will Shipley, and A.J. Dillon as the running backs. And I feel way better about this signing than I did Rashad Penny.
Yeah, I mean, the neck injury thing is always going to be something you got to keep your eye on, because until he goes out there and takes contact and doesn't have any issues, you're going to always be worried about that. With A.J. Dillon, I liked him when he was with Green Bay. I thought he was a good 1-2 punch out there with Aaron Jones when he was out there. But for whatever reason, he never turned out to be the running back I thought Green Bay hoped he would be. And then this whole stinger neck injury thing, it's a tricky thing with football players, because you obviously are using your head and neck to play football. Like he can't avoid it. He's not a wide receiver; he's a running back.
Doesn't a stinger? Now I'm just remembering from high school. I don't ever remember a guy missing an entire year with a stinger.
Well, I'm saying this must have been a severe one.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, some people only miss. You may not even miss an entire week.
Right.
Now, he might just miss the rest of that
game.
Like
your arm goes dead. Right. And yeah.
Some people only miss like a quarter.
Right.
But
I would think, because I agree with you, this is obviously a different type of injury. It's not like we're talking about someone that's had hamstring injuries throughout his career. But I would think the flip side of that would be, if you've had hamstring injuries throughout your career and you're a free agent, you're probably pushing to go out there and play. I would think with something like this, you would hope it's kind of cut and dry. Like he is either able to play or he is not. I don't think he's going to push it after a year off with a stinger in his neck. So, you know, if they feel confident he can play, I do think it's a very good signing. But obviously, since he hasn't played in over a year, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking more about re-injuring. Because if a stinger kept you out an entire year, this is more than just your normal stinger that we see on any given Sunday.
And I'm sure he got cleared for it. It actually just makes me nervous as a human.
Yeah.
When you start talking about nerves and your neck, like...
Exactly. I mean, I hope everything is. You're right, Spike. You hope everything is legit with him.
But that's also why I think he will compete to be on the roster and will probably be there. But, like, I still think Will Shipley is their plan at backup running back. But if A.J. Dillon, like, is the player he was before... I mean, he's certainly a better backup right now than Will Shipley.
Yes.
Like, Will Shipley still has to prove it, but I think the plan would still be Will Shipley as of now.
All right. So, you know, before free agency started, or even a few weeks ago, we're talking for an edge. We're going like, whoa, what if we trade for Max Crosby? What if we trade for Myles Garrett? You know, and then even the leftovers. Oh, Joey Bosa. And then we signed Josh Uche. So tell us about Josh Uche.
Well, he's not Aziz Ojulari.
So that's true.
But I think they're very similar players. So the thing I like about Josh Uche is I think you're getting him at a very low value right now. He's 2 years removed from being one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Like, while he's obviously not Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, in 2022, he was like in that discussion that year. I mean, he was winning almost 20% of his pass rushes. He had 11.5 sacks. He was a top 10 edge rusher, according to Pro Football Focus. So in 2022, he was that guy. The issue is it's 2025. In the last 2 years, Kansas City traded for him and then made him a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. I think my concern with the signing is it feels a lot like Bryce Huff. If you look at what Josh Uche has been as a runner, a run defender, he's been awful. Like, he's been objectively one of the worst edge defenders in the league against the run. So it just feels redundant between him and Bryce Huff, because assuming Bryce Huff's on the roster, maybe we can talk about that in a minute, but if he is on the roster, like Bryce Huff's going to be a third down specialist, and your top two edges are still going to be Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith. So if you're going to play them on first and second down, and presumably Josh Uche doesn't all of a sudden become an amazing run defender, like, are you taking them off the field on third down just to get Bryce Huff and Josh on? Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So I do wonder what this means about the future of Bryce Huff, because they are very redundant players.
So let me ask you this, Ike, about the difference between being a good run defender and being a disciplined pass rusher.
Yeah.
Is it possible that one of the problems that Bryce Huff had isn't that he's not good against the run, is that he's an undisciplined pass rusher? And I just keep going back to everything that Brandon Graham said, just about not sort of freestyling. Like, be where you're supposed to be, you know. And you know, Hassan Reddick got into a little bit of trouble with this at the end of his last year with us, and that he was just chasing sacks. So is it more for Bryce Huff and Uche about being good against the run, or is it more about them being disciplined in being a pass rusher in those situations?
No, it's more about them being, for a defense, I would imagine, for a coach, he wants you to play the defense that the way it's designed to be played. And they are down in distance for you to be aware of, to understand, okay, is this a running? Is this more likely a running down? Or is it more likely a passing down? Right? And then, okay, are you reading keys formation-wise? In other words, you just can't be rushing the passer blindly, right? You know, there has to be some sense of playing the run as an edge defender. And that's one of the things that made Josh Sweat a good defensive end, because he wasn't the biggest, but he played the run well. Like, he played the run well, and he just wasn't a guy who ran up the field creating these huge gaps there and making it difficult for the linebackers to be able to play run defense. So this kid, Uche, and you look at Bryce Huff, these guys are obviously pass rush specialists. That's what they love to do. But in order for Vic Fangio to play you, you're going to have to play the defense the way he wants it played. That's the one thing I love about Vic Fangio.
And he doesn't mess around there.
He's not putting you on the field.
Right.
Like, he's not putting you on the field unless you're playing the defense the way he wants it played.
Well, and so off of that, I don't believe he got much guaranteed money. Now, I think he will make the roster for the same reason I think Harrison Bryant and A.J. Dillon will, because they targeted them early in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he didn't get a lot of money. Like, there must have not been a ton of interest there. And I think it's a lot because of how bad he is against the run. So I just wonder if this is someone maybe like – I would be curious to know if it was a scouting office, like, signing, or if this is a Vic Fangio signing, because it just doesn't seem like a player – Vic Fangio would want to play. And for maybe not a lot of money, it was, okay, let's bring this guy in and see if he can work out.
Yeah, some of this, what the Eagles have to do is identify, like, what they're sort of looking for. So I don't know if they want older veteran guys that would be willing to come in and play on a one-year deal, or are they looking for guys who they may feel like has some untapped potential that if you put them with this coaching staff and you put them in this environment, maybe they could tap into some of that potential and you get something out of them. You know, these aren't signings that I believe they believe are going to be difference makers. At least they don't anticipate them being difference makers. But if you throw enough up at the wall, who knows what sticks?
Which happened last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't mind them bringing in guys, yeah.
So, but my concern would be, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but like, Josh Uche, I think Harrison Bryant and A.J. Dillon are maxed out. Even if they have a great year, they're not going to make a ton of money.
No, right,
but,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Josh Uche, in theory, like, could have a big year. Like, he has in 2022. He's going to be an edge rusher. They make money. He'll only be 27 next year when he hits free agency.
Right.
And this comes back to the one-year deal thing where they also don't do in-season extensions. Like, they will happily, I'm sure, this time next year be talking about how all of a sudden Josh Uche is worth $15 million. Like, that's a good outcome for them while they're playing. But if you're going to sign a young guy that's undervalued and then essentially allow him to come here with the sole purpose of, like, upping his value, then you're setting yourself up where next year he's just going to cost a ton more if it works out. So I just really think the one-year, no in-season extension thing feels like not a good combination for getting guys.
But here's why I wouldn't be worried about that, though, as it pertains to that position with the Eagles. They have young guys in place already. They aren't looking for Uche to be some guy they signed for 4 years, $80 million next year. Like, they still have the same financial strategy going into next offseason as they are the setting up this year. So even if Uche has a career year, they're going to let him walk and let somebody else pay him. Unless Nolan Smith is injured or Jalen Hunk stinks, like, they aren't going to pay this kid. They'll let him walk and let somebody else pay him. Like, they are setting up to pay their own young players that they've drafted and developed next year. And I don't think this kid would change that. Now, the Zach Bond situation, here's what I think what has happened with the Zach Bond situation. If N'Kobe Dean, say N'Kobe Dean was healthy the entire year, and finished playing the way that he played, and by all accounts, had a solid year. I don't know if the Eagles are willing to give that money to Zach Bond. The fact that N'Kobe Dean is injured, they're almost left with no choice but to pay Zach Bond. But if you have the replacements already in place, then it's beneficial to them financially to not give a linebacker $50, $40 million. When you got a guy, when you can pay N'Kobe Dean, who I guess he would have been eligible for an extension, but he certainly wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have cost as much as Zach Bond costed. And the way the Eagles have let guys go already, I'm saying it wouldn't have surprised me if they would have let Zach Bond walk because he was too expensive. They almost had to pay him because they don't have any other proven linebackers available to go.
So you would know more than me about how interchangeable Bond, N'Kobe, and Trotter Jr. are. Like, to me, it seems like Bond is a little bit of a different player, and obviously he played with N'Kobe, so I don't know if N'Kobe could slide over or how that would work. But regardless, I get that, but my concern would be if your strategy is going to be essentially become a place where guys can come on a one-year deal as a free agent, you're like, I'll go to Philly, I'll play well, if, you know, we see people get paid. It just seems tough to continually then every offseason be like, okay, well, Josh Uche was awesome, but so was Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith, so we'll let Josh walk. But then you got to find another player that's undervalued. Like, it feels like
that's why they got 20 picks. They're going to draft guys. That's the other thing. They're going to draft guys this year.
But those are unknowns, too. If you're signing guys to one-year deals and not doing in-season extensions, you are running a risk of allowing talent to consistently leave your building and having to consistently replace it. Like,
Welcome to the NFL.
It's harder to do than keeping stuff.
Welcome to the NFL.
But it could be avoided. You could do in-season extensions. You could give two-year deals. Now, obviously,
not at the cost, not at the expense. Listen, I'm going to tell you who they're not going to let walk out the door. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Like, those guys aren't walking out the door anywhere. Like, those are the guys that you can't pay every player on defense. So they have to identify who they're going to pay and who they're going to keep. And then you have to be willing to let some players leave, even if it means you're going to go get paid somewhere else.
Right, you could try to protect yourself against that by signing players to more than one-year deals, by doing in-season extensions.
I can't do that with unproven guys. I can't do that with a guy like Uche, who, by all accounts, had one good year in 4 years, and he comes and plays with this team with a ton of talent around him, and then I'm going to pay him as if he's the key to everything. I can't do that.
You don't have to pay him as if he's the key, but you could give him – I mean, I haven't seen the money, but let's say he got – $2 million, right?
Okay.
You could give him $5 million for 2 years, right? Like, you could give him a little more now so you at least own his rights beyond this season. Like, that's the value.
If he wants to sign that deal, too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he has to want to sign it. That's part of it. But if he's taking the most money to come to the Eagles, and let's say his biggest offer is $2 million, just use a number, and they're saying we'll give you five or six for two, like, I just think the extra money now seems worth protecting yourself against. Like, if they would have given Zach Bond 2 years, 10 last year, now maybe he wants a new deal this year anyway, but at least you own his rights, and that's a negotiating ploy you have.
Can you imagine if they had given Zach Bond 2 years, $10 million? And, like, we would have been like, why the hell are they giving Zach Bond $10 million?
Yeah, they didn't even think he was that good.
Yeah, guy's never even been a starter before.
Right, but now they'd be looking like geniuses.
But then I guess my point would be, Elliot, and I understand both sides of this.
Yep.
They also would have given Devin White 2 years, $10 million.
Right.
And they also, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, every shot, I'm with you. When they don't have that option to keep them, then signing one-year deals, the Sixers did this a bunch, signing a one-year deal, then you just end up, you know, having to spend three times as much because you had the guy in a prove it year. I think Ike's point is they're at the mercy of the stars that they're paying at this point.
Yes.
And signing guys to 1 year prove it deals, and look, God bless him if this guy's going to get paid $25 million after this year.
Let somebody else pay.
Right.
I'm not, I'm not advocating doing it for every position, but when you're a 26-year-old edge rusher that's going to come here exclusively to rush the quarterback, it's not crazy to think that your value could really increase.
Yeah, but that's why probably he wants to sign a one-year deal.
Right. I get that.
All right.
Yeah,
it's just going to go in circles. I hear what you're saying. I hear what I'm saying.
He's trying to wrap it up, man. He's trying to wrap it up.
I have one more important question for you today, Elliot.
So,
Joe Banner was on the morning show today, former president of basketball operations for the Eagles. Football operations.
Would you lock in?
Jake Rosenberg is joining us at 4, the former cap expert of the Philadelphia Eagles, worked with Howie Roseman. I want you to rank who is best at the cap stuff, you, Jake Rosenberg, Joe Banner, like at this point?
Right. Well, so Jake Rosenberg's definitely number one. I've learned a lot from covering him over the years. I think he's very
you are something.
He's very
covering him.
And what Howie does. So I think Jake Rosenberg is definitely number one. Now, before 6 a.m. this morning, I probably would have put Joe Banner too. And I think he probably still deserves that out of respect. But I disagree with his assessment of the cap this morning, and I think his view of dead money, in my opinion, is like a little antiquated. So I agree with him that they have more dead cap hits than normal. They have $55 million in dead cap hits this year, and that's a large amount, no question about it. But like, they don't care about dead cap hits, and I also don't think it's really impacting them that much this year in their decision making. So Joe Banner said that they're still in a good cap place to how good their roster is, so I'm happy we agree on that. But, like, in terms of the dead cap hits, I disagree with his view on it. But, yeah, I would say he would probably be number two. Probably.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to ask Jake Rosenberg about your
That was humble of you. Yeah.
About your whole...
Hey, look, I have respect for these guys. When you're in the same field, you know.
You're the best. You're the best. You can get the Go Birds podcast. It's a good week for the Go Birds pod. You get Go Birds Daily in your feed every day at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., depending on what we're doing. But it's a good listen. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep.
All righty.
Yeah. We were... There we go. We were at that point with the Elliot thing.
You felt it.
Yeah, it's like Keystone Cops or whatever. We're all just running around the car chasing each other. Yeah.
You felt it.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody made their point. So do you believe in the draft and develop if the Eagles want to win a Super Bowl next year, or do you think they should package some of those picks, go get themselves a player, which is what I think. You want to win the Super Bowl next year. Coming up next, two very big important things here. First of all, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We'll check in on Clearwater as we're 2 weeks away from opening day. And some big news on a Philadelphia 76ers player who has a max contract.
Uh-oh.
That could be anyone at this point.
The
throw up sound. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. See, Jack is a little bit of everything, right?
Oh, you know me.
A little bit of grunge.
He's like a little Al Green.
A little Al Green.
Jackie Music back here.
No, there, that's who he is.
I'm gonna turn into Francisco.
No. I'm going to tweet out all my return songs and say, who's this content for? That is mostly my question whenever Fran does that.
You know, the thing that drives me the craziest about Fran playing those songs.
I like that we turned this into Fran now.
Just real quick, because you brought it up, is I would see him tweet out those songs. And, like, the songs that you come back with should be songs that people know or maybe something you've been talking about.
Right.
And he takes pride. I said, hey, Fran, you know, most of the people that are listening don't know the half of those songs. You shouldn't. And he just laughed.
Well, he laughs at everything.
No, Fran. I wasn't kidding.
Like,
I know I'm not the boss, but that's ridiculous. Play songs that people know.
Fran, you could. Like, there's no big deals in Fran world.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's always like, every reaction to everything you say to Fran is like,
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, what do you want the Eagles to do with their abundance of draft picks? One option, use them in the draft, develop the players. Other option, trade some of them from an established player or move up in the draft. 54% say trade them for an established player or to move up in the draft. Not all of them, obviously, but some of them. Speaking of the Eagles and draft picks and the cap, former Eagles VP of football operations, Rosenberg. But he was basically their cap guy for a while with Howie.
Football administration.
Their website said different. That was probably a promotion administration, whatever case. Jake will join us at 4 o'clock. Mostly, give us some insight on the Eagles cap situation, but overall, how the cap works.
Because it feels like we're all trying to learn about this at the exact same time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this is I feel like we didn't do this after 17, where we're trying to figure out how to fix this all under the cap.
Well, because the big question for us is, well, can they sign him or can't they sign him?
Yeah.
And if they can, is there magic? Because I think we've been led to believe for a while, and Elliot actually says this, that the cap is... It doesn't exist, but they can always make room, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. They can always just restructure contract, blah, blah, blah. So Jake will give us some of the insight onto how that works. That way, when you're by the water cooler tomorrow, you can just steal the info and act like a smart guy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of smart guys, let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Listen, the Phils have hung 14 runs today on the Braves.
Oh, come on.
Spike, 52 runs in their last five games.
Oh.
Can you feel it?
Yep.
Pretty good.
You got Phillies fever.
Phils fever?
Red March.
Listen, Stoddy hit a homer today. A lot of these were windblown. Whatever.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Kepler went yard. And Trey Turner went yard.
Kep God.
We'll get to him in a second.
Trey Turner went yard. Oh, that's good. That's another hit for Trey. Is that two?
And more importantly, it is the second hit. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep.
He walked as well.
There you go.
Yeah. So listen.
Steal a base?
Nah, not allowed.
All right.
No, we're firing on all cylinders, though. So some big Phil stuff going on. One great, one highly questionable. August 1st, big day around these parts this year because Jimmy Rollins is being inducted into the Phillies Wall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Hit King.
On top of that, the Phillies are also inducting Ed Wade into the Wall of Fame.
Oh, there you go.
Are you serious?
Which is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, you're an anti-Ed Wade guy.
It's ridiculous. He didn't draft those players.
He didn't trade them.
He didn't trade him. He stood pat all the time. The union forced him to sign Jim Thome.
You know who else stands pat all the time? what's the biggest deal that Dave Dombrowski's made?
Dave Dombrowski at least got them to the playoffs and a World
Got
Series.
Them to the playoffs.
Dude,
okay.
Ed Wade didn't do anything.
Ed Wade didn't trade any of the young players that ended up being the best run in Philly's history, whereas Dave Dombrowski's big signing is
Kyle Schwarber.
Taiwan Walker. Taiwan Walker.
You can
Who
say
is more money, Taiwan or Kyle Schwarber?
Kyle Schwarber.
You
they
sure?
make the same. It's
okay.
18.
All right. Well, one for two.
But still.
I'll take not trading Chase, not trading Jimmy, not
Why
trading
Why would they
Ryan.
Trade those guys?
Because that's what baseball teams do. They
Just
do,
saying.
For impatient guys that don't believe in prospects.
Yeah, who don't believe
like
in
you.
Prospects, right.
Like you.
We've officially gone too far at the Ed Wade thing. I'm just letting everyone know. Is Klentak getting in 2040 if the Phillies win the World Series one of these couple years?
He got his price.
He did more than Ed Wade did.
Well,
he did.
Look.
He signed Zach Wheeler. He traded for JT. He signed Harper.
How many World Series did that end up with? Ed Wade's players got us a World Series win.
If they win the World Series, are we inducting Klentak too?
No, we're not inducting.
Okay, well, Ed Wade, like, again, Arbuckle will ever drafted those guys. You know, he gets us, whatever. Unbelievable.
Okay.
We need to change the Wall of Fame. It's actually gotten worse than the Basketball Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
It's about there with, it's about there with the Basketball
Ed Wade? Really? Yeah. First off, you don't have to induct him. Jimmy Rollins is going in. We don't need Ed Wade there, too.
Well, that's the question. Don't you wait? But here's the thing. If you want to induct Ed Wade, it can't be the only one
right
that
he
year.
Can't be the headliner.
Yes. Then he would take over for the Lieberfall as the worst Wall of Fame inductee.
Yes. Hey, I didn't even know Ed Wade was part of this until you just said it.
You got to sneak him in there.
But why do you even have to sneak him in there?
Eh.
Why? It's Ed Wade. He didn't win Squatah.
Won a World Series.
He didn't win a World Series.
Well, I will tell you this. If I played for the Phillies, I'd be a lock to be a Hall of Famer.
Dude,
I'd be a Hall of Famer
yeah.
already.
Yeah. Again, can they just find something in, like, Ed Wade and Jimmy Rollins do not belong on the same wall. Jimmy Rollins' number should be retired
right.
if we're going to do that.
Right.
But Jimmy Rollins' number should be retired.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think.
They retire all three of them.
I don't think Hamill should be retired. I think it should just be the three, but I understand the argument.
Yep.
All right.
I understand the argument. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's on the World Series MVP.
Yeah. Cole Hurts. Yep. You guys didn't want
that? Yeah, I got it.
I want to see if we were locked in on hanging on my every word in here.
Yeah.
So, Matt Gelb reported on a possible Kyle Schwarber extension earlier today. The Phillies have continued to discuss a contract extension for Schwarber, who will be a free agent after the season. He did not seem inclined to set a deadline, so maybe it's something the two sides will keep negotiating. They seem very much more in on extending Schwarber than they do extending JT.
Oh, no
been,
question.
There's been like no yeah. talk yes. about JT.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, and without question.
It can't extend JT.
I agree.
And it's just a matter of the number that they can agree on. They obviously want to keep him here. The last time they did this, it didn't work out with, right? They had to wait on Wheeler's deal. Or was it Nola's deal? Which one?
Well, they did both of them.
I know, but they were doing negotiations leading up to the season, and it didn't happen, and then they...
Oh, yeah, that was Nola.
Yeah,
that
was Nola. Yeah,
they got Wheeler done, yeah.
So they usually... My only point was they usually sign the guy that they are in negotiations with for an extension.
Yeah, the only thing that Schwarber cannot do, it cannot take them out of the running for Tucker or Vlad this offseason.
Right, yes.
And he's probably going to get minimum, I think, 3 years, $60
million. I bet he wants four. That would be my bet, is that this is a year's
I'm sure
thing.
He does go for it.
Yeah. What's he, 31?
He's 32.
32.
32. Yeah. Just turned 32.
He's a DH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can hit home runs till he's 36.
Yeah, what's he going to do, slow down?
Yeah.
He's testing out first base, though, too, so you got to factor that in.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
He'll test out anything until they give him that extension.
Good point.
Yeah. Where do you want me to play?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You want me to middle reliever? Strom went down. You want me to throw? Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, the Strom thing is concerning.
Yeah.
All the things going on in camp, like the plate approaches look pretty good. We're pro the plate approaches. Again, 52 runs last five games.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Sanchez dominated again today. So that's
there
it.
You go. There you go.
Yeah. Cy Young odds have dropped from plus 5,000 already to plus 2,500.
Oh, there you go.
For those keeping
I better get in on that.
Yes, yeah. sir. All right, we'll get back to the Eagles and this news on a Sixers player who has a max contract. After I thought you're not going to need a max contract to get yourself new doors and windows in your home if you go Guida. I mean, max contract would be nice, but God is going to hook you up. You know, you don't need to put it off anymore. New windows, new doors. As summer comes and that heat, you know, goes up outside, you want good windows and good doors to keep that heat outside, keep your energy bills down. God is going to hook you up with two things. First of all, on the financing. Second of all, on the price. Interest-free financing, whatever your needs are. So zero down, 0% interest for up to 36 months, or how about 72 months? So that is 6 years of low monthly payments, no interest. Energy efficient, expertly installed windows and doors. As I said, lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home. And I said price as well. They're going to give you 20% off every single one of their products, every window, every door. Restrictions apply. There is a minimum purchase that is required, and the financing is subject to credit approval. I can't give you all the details, but you know who can? GoGuida can. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details. You can schedule a free in-home estimate or visit GoGuIDA.com. That's GoGuIDA.com. 215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, brother?
Hey.
Hey, Priest, I got a little something for you because from the new era, the long sleeve shirt.
Did you go to the combine, Herb?
Okay.
It's all black. I ordered some stuff.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
The 2X is a little too big for me because I lost a lot of weight. But
big fella.
Down 20? 2X? Everyone's talking about it?
Hold up. Yeah, Herb, are you saying that the shirt is too big for you, but it will be okay for Ike?
Yeah, I was going to say that's not going to work either.
This is big. This is more like a 3X.
I can't fit a 3X or a 2X.
Ike's a schmedium.
You'll try it on. Ike, come on now. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Okay.
It's an XL. It's an XL I bought, and that fits good. You know what I mean?
Hold on. You got an extra large?
I got a lot of stuff I bought from New Era, from the combine. So I got jacket. I got pants. I got everything.
You watched the whole combine at home because you were sick, right?
It was like one day or so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was on Wednesday. Listen, you know what? Hey, Ike, this is what I called about. I just found out, and I didn't realize that I was, you know, because I was over at George Washington High School, and right away came to my head, Sharif Floyd, and I punched his name up. You won't believe he's the assistant defensive line coach for the Commanders.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got the J. He's been there since 2024, and it said 25, too, so, you know.
Oh, man, now that is awesome. Now, Sharif Floyd is a local kid, played at George Washington. I met Sharif. I met Sharif when he was a junior in high school when we were over at Tubala Plaza. And had a couple different meetings with him. Now, I'm not going to profess I was a mentor for him, but we had some of those types of conversations. I went out to his high school games to watch him play.
Oh, I didn't know you had that kind of relationship.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Remember, what's Andre's last name? Remember Andre used to work with
Andre
us.
Andre Ware.
Andre Ware. Yes, he used to work with us.
Yep.
Over there. So he's the one who introduced Sharif and I.
God. You
know, Andre's an agent now. Andre's an agent now. So now that's good, Herb. I didn't know where Sharif was at. Went on and had a great career at University of Florida. Got drafted in the first round by the Vikings. Played a number of years, and it's good to know that he's coaching. So I didn't know he was coaching. He's down in Washington coaching.
Yeah, well,
awesome.
That's what it said. I just, you know, looked it up.
Yeah, Sharif Floyd, man. Great backstory too. Came up from some tough beginnings. You know,
an operation that they're suing the doctor for.
Wait, we're gonna ruin the moment, Herb.
Yeah,
jeez.
I'm trying to tell.
Yeah,
but anyway,
no, I'm glad you told me that. I'm glad you told me that. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. So anyway, well, he lives in Springfield because I ran into his brother, one of his brothers.
What's his address?
Yeah,
a couple years ago. I don't know the address.
Well, good is just saying now. Springfield. Just that's a big town. Springfield, Monco or Delco?
No, it's Delco.
Okay,
down there. So you know, like, you know, I see the Eagles getting in the draft. I see them getting a D-line. I see them getting another linebacker.
There you go.
And I see them getting the tight end that I want.
Yep.
I want to see.
Who's the tight end you want?
Four, 3 to 4 quality tight ends on this team.
You love tight ends. How many?
We all do.
Okay. Yep. If we're going to run this ball, I need blocking on both sides.
Left, yep.
Right. Okay. When I want to do double tight end and run the ball where I don't have to do play action.
You want a tight end to the right to you and a tight end to the left to you.
So, you know. that kid, Mason Taylor. He's got. I think the Eagles are high on him, Mason Taylor from Jason Taylor's son.
Mm-hmm.
So tight end out of LSU. Yeah, tight end.
Related to Joy Taylor?
Huh?
He is related to Joy Taylor. Yeah, that's Joy Taylor's nephew.
Oh, really?
Joy Taylor, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what do you think about Joy Taylor?
No, Jason Taylor is Joy Taylor's brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can set me up on a date with that boy.
You would take Joy Taylor?
With Joy Taylor?
Tell her I'm a baseball player. Maybe she'll go out with me.
Yeah. I think she's laying low right now.
Yeah, and you're down 20, Herb.
Yeah, I heard she got in some trouble or something, and she was off the air for
for a little bit. I think it's all straightened out now.
Something must have happened. Something happened.
I think it's all
with
straightened.
With that other guy, you know, the one that used to have that show in the morning.
Yeah, Acho.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Acho's now over there with Sean McCoy. He's
Shady.
The facility,
in the morning.
Great Eagle legend, Shady.
He's a Philly hater. The Dallas dude from that, you know why.
Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless.
Bayless. He's a pain, man. He needs to retire, that dude.
He's pretty much already.
Bad news on FS1, you know.
Guess what, Herb? He's now an Eagles fan.
You better be. So, you know. Ike, what do you think, Ike?
I just feel like, you know.
Draft time's going to be hot.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, I love your draft analysis. You normally have some good players that you're looking for.
Well, you got 4 or 5 fifth round picks now. So, you know, he's accumulating draft capital. And, you know, we'll see how he might trade. He might trade a couple of them down to get to the second or third round. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, teams that can't afford a second round pick. Now you can get a second round pick, and you got 2 second round picks plus the first round, and the third round, and then the fourth round. Yep. So I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen in Green Bay this year. Let's say. So,
what do you think the most important round is, Herb?
Still asking questions.
Jack, let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Minuto, they ain't giving him. They're not giving him money that he thinks he's getting. I said it about a week ago.
You reported it?
My estimation, he's only worth $10 million plus incentives.
Wait, who's this?
That's 2 years, that's it. I ain't giving him no more past 2, you know. He hasn't produced for the $23 million that they gave him. He hasn't produced.
Yeah, Jack. Why don't you wake up over there?
I seen catchers of Villanova. I seen yesterday. I went
All
right. This is where we lose in college baseball talk.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to evaluate.
All right.
I want to see Marshawn get as long as he's healthy,
Can you imagine this into Jake Rosenberg?
You think Jake's checking out the show?
Yeah.
Jake,
can you match this?
Well, he is. Well, he is probably checking out the show.
Yep.
Just to figure out what he's going getting into.
Well, Jake, you got a lot to live up to. Thank you, Herb. Love you, buddy.
Appreciate you, Herb.
So I did promise Sixers news.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't have to keep it.
Two different. Well, it's. I think it's worth it.
Okay.
So both about Paul George. Two different Paul George. Things. The first one, if you listened to WIP Afternoon Show, you would have known this was going to happen. Philadelphia 76ers forward Paul George is consulting with doctors this week on treatment options for his groin and knee injuries, including a possible procedure. A decision is expected early next week. So Paul George done for the season, officially. They haven't said it, but that's what that is.
Yep.
That is their excuse to not play
Spike
Paul George.
That 2 weeks ago?
Yep, just so you know.
Yep.
This from Sam Amico, who is not one of the... You know, he's not the Shams level, but he does have scoops occasionally. The Philadelphia 76ers will try to trade Paul George this summer, per Sam Amico.
I bet.
Yeah. The question is...
That's Paul George.
Paul George. What?
I think that's him wanting
to get traded.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Embiid thing, he may have a sense that Embiid may be out next year.
Right.
Right? And he knows the heat is going to be on him to carry everything. I think he's looking for a way out.
You know what, Paul? That's okay with me. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Me either, by the way. Yeah.
As long as we can get neutral value, it's fine,
yep,
whatever.
Move on.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing I get frustrated with is they definitely, and I thought this was happening, and I do believe this was happening, before he went out for the year, I said, you know what I think they're going to do? They're going to let him play a few games, look good in a few games.
Yep.
He gave us one. He gave us one out of the four games.
Yep. And I bet on the second one.
You bet on the Golden State game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where he scored, I think, 16 points or whatever. He did hit a big shot at the end. But if he had played like he played in the Knicks game.
The Knicks game, yeah.
Yeah, it would make everybody feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you're groin and your pinky and I know he's dealing with a lot of stuff.
But can't do his podcast anymore.
Yeah,
you want to
get out of here. How about making it look like somebody would want you in the few games we gave you.
Right.
So we lost a lot this year. You know, we lost Joel Embiid for the year. We've lost probably Tyrese Maxey for the year, lost Paul George for the year, and we lost Podcast P. So can we ever recover from this?
The way you set that up was just like at the in memoriam at the Oscars.
Yes. Yes.
Like, wow, this is getting deep.
Well, we lost Podcast P, and I don't know that we'll ever recover from that. So there you go. And it was an amazing game last night. Congratulations to the Sixers for losing a big one and getting into the fifth seat there. Big, big, big moment. So joining us next is Jake Rosenberg. We are going to learn, he was the Eagles cap guy. So all this stuff that Howie does, Jake Rosenberg knows how that works.
I'm just taking notes.
Yeah, dude, I want to know it. I just want to know it. I want to be able to know, can they sign that guy? Can they not sign that guy? Are they actually in cap trouble?
Does Elliott make any sense?
Well,
does Elliott make any sense?
I would love, now what I should have done, and I wouldn't want to put Jake in this position.
Yeah, we don't want to waste his time.
But take clips of things that Elliott has said and play them for Jake and say, what do you think? And by the way, Elliott said from covering Jake, I would love to know, we didn't tell him we were going to ask him this, but I am going to ask Jake if he thinks that Elliott could be a general manager if he got hired right now.
I can't wait to hear his answer, but something tells me, for someone who had to work as hard as he had to work,
he will be insulted.
Yes, exactly. For as long as he had to work, don't think he'll take kindly to that question. Not you asking the question, but the idea that Elliott could do this job.
Just because he covered Howie Roseman. Which, by the way, would mean that 10 different Eagles beat writers could also do the job.
I'm surprised Rube wasn't like, why can't I do the job?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah. Well, Rube eventually got the picture that on this show, we don't treat Elliott with any respect. All right, Jake.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's the truth. I love Elliott, but no respect. Jake Rosenberg is next. Learn about the cap on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.